I will present here a unique set of universal boards for SMT microcontrollers in cases like TQFP100, TQFP64, and TQFP48. Various SSOP, SOIC, etc. filters, power block, and a large amount of free space for additional systems, prototyping zone. As part of the demonstration, I will set up a basic breakout for different microcontrollers, two made by Microchip and one by Syllabs. In addition, I will present a few examples of peripherals for one of these microcontrollers, including EEPROM to I2C, USB to UART converter, ADC, and a potentiometer, all to show how conveniently you can place the necessary elements and solder to the boards presented here. John Newcomb, Universal SMD Breakout Boards. I got these plates as samples from John Newcomb to show them to the Electroda users. The boards can be purchased on the website below. I also invite you to the author's website. Here are the available versions of the boards. Promotional graphics. On the example of the TQFP100 version, versions are available: VSSOP8, VSSOP10, VSSOP20, SSOP28, SOT353 panel, QFP, LQFP, TQFP48, 64, 100 pin, 0.5 mm, set of 4, SOIC24, SOIC24, 0.5 mm, 50 mm, 1.26 mm. Set of 2, LQFP, QFP, TQFP, QFN, MLF, 32, 48 pin, 0.5 mm. Set of 4, SSOP24, 0.635 mm, TSSOP, MSOP. Set of 4, VSOP, VSSOP, MSOP, QSOP, MSOP, 0.5 mm. A set of 4 pieces, SSOP, SSOP24, 0.65 mm. These boards are distinguished by the fact that they have paths so that the power and ground connections to various pins are basically ready. All you need to do is put a tin jumper. Let's look at the TQFP100, for example. Thanks to this, there are no problems with connecting the pin to ground, connecting the pin to the power supply, connecting a capacitor between the pin and ground, or between the power supply and ground, for example, VCAP from PIX, connecting a filter on the pin input, e.g. analog AVDD, connecting a pull-up resistor for the pin, etc., etc. In addition, they offer ready places for the power section, programmer outputs, and a large field for prototyping. The prototype fields are made in a thoughtful way, and in some boards, e.g. TQFP100, they also include pads for smaller chips in SOIC and SSOP. There is also room for the ETM trace debugger in the TQFP, an additional example of the universality of jumpers. But it is not everything. After re-examining the picture, you can even think of a way to conveniently connect the LED with a resistor on the GPIO of the microcontroller. 1. Cross the cuttable pad from the diagram. 2. We solder the LED in its place. 3. We bridge L3, 4A, if we want to ground. L3 is bridged on L2. We solder the SMD resistor, say 330 ohms in 0805 housing, or axial on L2 L3 pads with vias. 4B, if we want to supply power, we solder the resistor on L1. Ready, LED in place. No unnecessary wires and combinations. The kit I received, let's start with how the tiles look in practice. The first set I received, this large TQFP100 board is the same three times in the picture. There is just a large prototype space on the bottom, and descriptions of the role of the pins on the top, etc., their derivation. The second set I got, 48 32 pin, 0.5 mm, QFP, QFN. At first glance, you can see that the tiles are of very good quality. But we will test them in practice anyway. Soldering equipment used. For the demonstration of the board, I will use the most problematic soldering iron I have, i.e., a soldering iron, the tip of which I have not replaced since its purchase, additionally without power regulation. This is to demonstrate that you don't really need super hardware to run some microcontroller on these boards. Additionally, you have to forgive me for the poor quality of the solders. But I can see quite poorly, and physically, I am also not a master of coordination of movements. Here is my soldering kit used for this topic. We have here 30 watts Silverline soldering iron, a sponge for cleaning the tip. I also have an ammonium chloride, SN60PB40 solder binder, lead, in two versions, 1 mm for THT and 0.25 mm for SMD. I choose them because of their low melting point, lead-free to have a higher melting point, soldering paste.